Off Your Chest Radio Talk Show, powered by Bassett Motors in Carrington. Good morning.
Hi, this is Courtney with Bassett Motors. Start your spring off right in a new Chevy. Take advantage of over $9,000 of combined rebates and discounts on a 2024 Custom Silverado or 2.9 financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. Let go of the wheel and enjoy hands-free driver's assistance with Super Cruise, available on High Country trim models with over 400,000 miles of compatible roads. Schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2955. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota.
Free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Mix 1470, KHND 99.5 FM and online. Rick Jensen is my name. Our David Adams is here. How you doing today, sir?
I'm bummed.
I think we all are.
Yeah. So, have you told everybody?
Earlier I did.
Yeah, well,
say it again.
We lost our good friend Shadow the other day. And he's not here anymore. And I can't, I have nothing to scratch. I always have a head to scratch, and I can't scratch. I'll scratch my own head. But yeah, he, wonderful cat. You say 11 years, right, I think.
Just about, yeah. Yep. Just 2 months short of that.
So, anyway. So sadness is in our house today. That's all right. Anyway.
But it's tough on me.
Oh, yeah. It's just, you know, it's just an animal, as somebody would say. But it's more than that. It's something you see and touch and talk to and interact with every single day. And when it's gone, there's a hole there. But, yeah.
Oh, it's a very, very big hole.
Yeah, but what a wonderful kitty. So much fun.
Oh, absolutely. We got a ton of pictures of this kitty, too.
Oh, yes. And also was a star of stage, screen, and TV.
Yeah. Even meteorologist Amber Wheeler gave him a big tribute on her official Facebook page this morning, or well, yesterday.
Yesterday, good.
That was pretty cool. 10:28. Right now, though, let's check in with Tommy Lahren with Fox News Commentary.
Fox News Commentary.
The uniparty sellouts in the House vote to send another $60 billion to Ukraine and zero to stop the invasion at our own border. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
After passing another $60 billion in aid to Ukraine, House Democrats could be seen waving Ukrainian flags on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives. Waving the flag of another country on the floor of the U.S. House is inappropriate. Sending U.S. tax dollars to another country while our own border is wide open is inexcusable. Another $60 billion in aid, more like funny money, to support Ukraine. This aid package that includes lesser amounts for Israel and Taiwan will most certainly pass the Senate, and Geriatric Joe will sign it. $0 to our own border, zero policy changes made to stop the invasion, not a nothing. Well, they told us who they represent over there in the House, and all and any of them up for election in November should be politely and promptly retired so they can depart to Ukraine and report for their true duty. What an absolute outrage. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
The Mix, 1470 KHND. Bet you can't listen just once.
You know, I forget the exact dollar amount she said that was passed over the weekend.
Oh, it was just crazy.
You know, and it kind of upsets me to the fact, you know, we mentioned this to Senator Kramer on Thursday when he was on the show. Mm-hmm. Well, we got to do this.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
How much more? Are we just going to just turn the whole checkbook over to Ukraine?
Well, with the idea, they're saying, well, yeah, if we don't stop them, you know, Russia's going to get the USSR together again. Look, Russia can't even, they are not strong. They can't even beat Ukraine. I'm sorry. So they're a paper tiger.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to see taking that same money and close the border.
Close the border and help our own people out here. It's not even our money. It's borrowed money.
Well, yeah. We, as American taxpayers, we owe 31 some trillion dollars.
You know, when you ever sit down, every so often they show it online or on TV, the debt clock.
Oh, yeah.
And how quickly it spins. I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars every couple of seconds.
It just rolls on. I don't know. It's these people are off their rocker. They're warmongers, if nothing else. I would say let the two of them fight it out and get out of their way. And if some of the NATO countries are right next to them and want to do something, go ahead. Just look, Europe's been a hotbed of problems since the beginning of Europe. It's always been that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to change.
And Speaker Mike Johnson has proved to be just a real tool in all this. I know Senator Kramer was sticking up for him, but the more I've been learning over the weekend, even Todd Starnes brought this up on his news and comment this morning. Let's play that. Let's see. That would be right here. I just got to scroll down. Here's Todd Starnes talking about Speaker Mike Johnson. If we can make it work.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes. Stand by for news and comment.
Well, we got to fast forward a little bit.
Yeah, there he is.
Visit LU to 49596. Again, that's visit LU to 49596.
I've known Speaker Mike Johnson for a number of years. Consider him to be a friend. He's an evangelical Christian, a man of deep faith in God. He's also a devoted family man, and he loves his country. No doubt about any of that. But something changed when he became Speaker of the House. Now, the Speaker was a regular on my national radio show, but the day he became Speaker was the day the phone lines were disconnected. And I'm not the only one. Conservative lawmakers and Christian leaders were all shut out without any explanation. Then came the video and the photos of Speaker Johnson walking side by side with former House Speaker Paul Ryan. And then it all started to make sense. He's been corrupted by the establishment. Now, efforts to remove him from the speakership will not work because Democrats have promised to intervene, meaning the Republican speaker is now a de facto Democrat. Speaker Johnson is a good man, but a terrible leader. I'm Todd Starnes.
So I think Todd Starnes just nailed it right there.
Pretty much. Yeah, he might be a nice guy, but nice guys finish last.
Mm-hmm.
And he's his leadership basically just thumbs his nose at the American people. It doesn't matter what they want, just what the Congress wants.
So the Gateway Pundit says last week the House of Representatives, under Johnson's leadership and his comrades, passed not one but two America Last legislations. Firstly, the House approved an extension of Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, a measure initially enacted following the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks in a 273-147 vote. This provision allows for the warrantless surveillance of American citizens, a move that has raised concerns about privacy and civil liberties. An amendment proposed by Representative Andy Biggs, which sought to impose a requirement for the FBI to obtain a warrant before conducting surveillance on Americans under FISA, ended in a 212-212 tie vote, leading Speaker Johnson casting the tie-breaking vote against the amendment. I did not know that one happened either.
I didn't either.
Unreal, huh? America Last.
Yep. Well, yeah, because just we got to keep the money rolling through the Congress.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just, I honestly believe that Trump will be the next president, but I don't know what he's going to do with this mess. But by the time we get there, it's going to be an even worse mess.
We are in a mess that's just of our own making, too.
And where do you start?
I know.
That's, where do you start? I got a question for him, Trump, if he wants. I asked him the first time, I said, what do you want to do those first 100 days? Now I want to do what's the first day.
That's right. You got to ask him that in person in Bismarck.
Yeah, long time ago. Yeah. It was another century.
Yeah. Hey, news and weather coming up. Program powered by Bissett Motors in Carrington. 10:36 now. Good morning.
New restaurant in town.
Seriously, where at?
118 West 8th Street in the former Spectators Building. The Hometown Tavern.
Mom, I'm not old enough to go in a tavern.
Bentley, it's a family-friendly restaurant until 9 p.m.
What are they serving?
Monday is Build Your Own Burger. Wednesday is Jess's home-cooked meals, and Saturday is steak, prime rib, chicken, and seafood. Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday is Jess Good Barbecue, and Sunday is a fun day.
Mom, no cooking for you tonight. Let's go.
To get your supper fix, come see us at the Hometown Tavern.
I can't wait.
The Mix, 1470, KHND.
Hey, we're back. It's 10:43, program powered by Bissett Motors in Carrington, talking about the House of Representatives and how they really, the rhinos and the liberals, gave the American people both middle fingers and said, ha-ha.
Yep.
With all this spending going to Ukraine and then not stopping the FISA Act. Now, there's a talk show host named Stitchfield. Ever hear of him?
No.
And he went ahead and talked about this. This I didn't realize. There's a thing called the Hastert Rule.
Mm-hmm. The Hastert Rule, yes.
It's a policy that no speaker will bring legislation to a vote unless the majority of the conference supports it.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, 101 Republicans joined with Democrats, while 112 Republicans voted against the aid package. Let's listen to Stitchfield. I think he's on, is he on News? I think, is he on Newsmax?
Newsmax, it could be.
Let's listen to this.
Hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stitchfield, the podcast. Boy, I'll tell you what, I am super upset with Republicans in Washington, D.C. What is wrong with the 101 Republicans who voted for this foreign aid package, sending $95 billion overseas at a time when the United States can't afford it? I'm going to ask you three simple questions. Are these Republicans compromised? Are these Republicans bought off? Or are these Republicans just weak? Maybe it's all three. Maybe they're compromised. Maybe they're bought off. Maybe they're weak all at once. Because this idea of sending this much money, especially the Ukraine aid, $60 billion at a time when the United States cannot afford it, to me, is a slap in the face to the American taxpayer when we have wide open borders and they're more concerned about protecting the border between Russia and Ukraine. It's a disaster. Speaker Johnson is a disaster. He broke the Hastert rule, which said, you know what, we won't bring any floor bills to the floor for a vote if they don't have a majority of Republican support. Well, 112 Republicans voted against this bill. 101 voted for it. Absolute travesty. We're going to get into all of that. And then this issue of waving Ukrainian flags on the floor of the House of Representatives. Disaster. Of course, the podcast is brought to you by Midas Gold Group.
Oh, yeah, that was Stitchfield. And, yeah, he's spot on with that.
Yeah, I don't know what these people are thinking of, but,
you know, the party.
It is. We need to get rid of these people, and that means that people are going to have to wake up and vote for something else or somebody else. And I just don't know if we can muster that with enough people. I don't know. I would like to think we could.
Mm-hmm.
But we need a big, big change in the House and probably the Senate as well.
You know, there's a number of people on this story posting, will this country make it till November?
I don't know. We are certainly on the wrong road. We're riding a rail on the way out of town, but we're going in the direction of somewhere else, not here.
And a lot of people are saying, you know where it all started, that fake Hawaiian birth certificate.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, you can pretty well direct most of this right to Obama. He definitely is. I can't.
And hopefully now Donald Trump does a 180 and firmly backs ouster of Michael Johnson. But, you know, they had a press conference together. Was it last week or week before?
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I remember that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that... There's a lot of things going on. I don't know how much of that Trump knows or understands what's actually happening there with the Hastert rule and stuff, because he's still new to politics.
Mm-hmm.
But I, good gosh, I just...
There's a story that came out this morning on Gateway Pundit, and the headline, the final sellout with a question, mm-hmm. Uniparty Devils sending $95 billion with a B... Mm-hmm. To corrupt foreign governments. Mm-hmm. $300 million goes for Ukraine border security, but $0 for our own border. So that goes back to what we were talking about earlier. But
we need some for our vets, too.
Yeah.
We need some infrastructure in our country, too. But oh, no. Let's just send it to Ukraine, and because we certainly wouldn't want Russia to get mm-hmm. the USSR back together. And they're not going to get the USSR back together. And this is an internal thing that's been going on for decades there. The Ukraine is the motherland of Russia, Kiev. And on the northern part of that, it would be Moscow. And the farther northern part, St. Petersburg. Those are the major influences within the USSR or Russia. And they don't get along. Never have.
You know, I'm looking at a video right now on X, formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah.
Of Democrats waving the Ukrainian flag. They're handing out little small Ukrainian flags on the House floor during the billion-dollar foreign aid vote. On our own House floor.
Mm.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, these...
Now, you got to listen to this. Now, this must be the parroting talking point in D.C., this is from Democrat Gerald Connolly. He's a Democrat from Virginia. Mm-hmm. And it almost sounds like what Kevin Cramer was saying. Let's listen to this.
Some say, well, we have to deal with our border first. The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border. It's the border between depraved autocracy and freedom-loving people seeking our democratic way of life. Do we have a stake in that outcome? Yes. Undeniably yes. Will we rise to the occasion? Will we stand shoulder to shoulder with our Ukrainian brothers and sisters who for 1,151 days have been holding off the depraved, thuggish dictator Vladimir Putin, who has respected no norms of warfare? He's targeted children in hospitals and schools. He's bombed apartment blocks, killing thousands.
Doesn't
that sound familiar?
Well, it's just foolishness.
Well, that's our border. We got to protect that.
Do you know what country in Europe is the, shall we say, the most compromised country? It's Russia. Who's the second? Ukraine. Those two countries don't deserve either of our support, either side, as far as I'm concerned. And we're going to get ourselves into a mess with this thing eventually if we don't stop it.
And there's no one to stop it. We're outnumbered.
Yeah, I know.
The Uniparty, the Rhinos in conjunction with the Liberals, they create the Uniparty. There's only a few conservatives left that want to do the right thing in D.C., in the House. So now what? It's almost too late now, isn't it?
Well, for as far as the money goes, it's gone.
Yeah.
But you see, it won't be enough. They're going to start hollering about it here again in a few months. They're just do the thing again. Got to get more money over there. Get some bullets.
As the Ukraine border is our border. In the meantime, how many we got crossing our border and how many are terrorists, sleeper cells, and malcontents, you know?
It's bad.
I just can't believe this. Now, I'd be curious to know. This happened in the House, and I haven't seen the list of who voted. I'd be really curious to see how Kelly Armstrong voted on this.
Yeah, I would. Love to dig out a list on that, look at it. Should be out. I would think they'd have something by now.
But maybe he voted against it because he's running for governor of North Dakota.
It's hard to say. See, this is what's sad. We don't know because we can't keep a finger on his own on Armstrong's pulse. We don't know where he's going to be at. And he wants to be the governor? We need somebody who knows where he's at. Not somebody that, you know, sticks his finger in the wind and goes along with whatever
Democrats are willing to
side of his finger is the coldest. It's just nuts.
Senator Ted Cruz was on Maria Bartiromo's Sunday Morning Futures yesterday talking about why the liberals are leaving the border open, or the Uniparty. Let's just call for what it is, the Uniparty.
Willing to abuse power and defy the law in order to stay in power. That their number one concern that trumps everything else is keeping Democrats in control. People ask me all the time, why would they allow? We're now up to 11 million illegal immigrants under Joe Biden.
Wow.
The worst in history. Why would they allow this invasion? And the answer is simple. They view those 11 million illegal immigrants as future Democrat voters. They want to stay in power. On the impeachment trial, why would they utterly ignore the text of the Constitution and 200 years of precedent? Because they desperately did not want the facts of this invasion at our southern border before the American people. They did not want the American people to see the people who are dying, the women who are being sexually assaulted, the children who are being abused and being murdered, the drug overdoses, the crimes, the risks of terror. They're terrified of those facts, and so they just defy their constitutional obligation to hold an impeachment trial.
Senator Ted Cruz yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures.
Oh.
So this is what we're dealing with. We know that. They're hoping these illegals are, you know, new Democrat voters or Uniparty voters.
Well, get enough, you know, because someone's going to bring this up. It's going to be coming up soon. Oh, we'll just have to let these people stay. We'll just forgive everything and make them citizens. That's where this is headed. That's what they want.
A lot of people saying, Ted Cruz, why have you stood by and done nothing?
Well, again, how do you go against when everybody else is corrupt?
Right.
It's pretty tough.
And the corruption.
He's been vocal about stuff, but I don't know what he's done. I agree. I don't know either, but there's not a lot he could do.
And then, listen to this now, going back to the members of the Uniparty, the Rhino section of the Uniparty. Representative Tony Gonzalez, Republican of Texas, did not hold back when he was talking about his Republican colleagues in Congress, the conservative colleagues, Let's listen to this.
Survive. Look, the House is a rough and rowdy place, but Mike Johnson is going to be just fine. I served 20 years in the military. It's my absolute honor to be in Congress, but I served with some real scumbags. Look, Matt Gaetz, he paid minors to have sex with him at drug parties. Bob Good endorsed my opponent, a known neo-Nazi. These people used to walk around with white hoods at night. Now they're walking around with white hoods in the daytime.
This guy is full of excrement.
Boy, talk about a piece of work.
Yeah, he can't stand the conservative members of the House, so he goes out and just makes up crap about them.
Gee.
Well, this is where we're sitting, ladies and gentlemen. We have taxation without representation, by and large.
Well, you know, this all stems from people not paying attention. We should never let this happen, but we don't hold the people we elect to put their feet in the fire and hold them there, because that's too much work. We have to figure out what to do. So we're just going to vote those people in and just stay there until they're dead. Then we'll get somebody new. Mm-hmm. And as long as they continue doing that, it's going to keep as bad as it is. It's going to get probably worse. Because they know that no one's going to hold their feet to the fire. It's going to take some kind of revolution to get that burned out of them.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is just, it's unreal. The liberals now are coming out in full force and sticking up and wanting to protect Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House now.
Oh, yeah.
So what
does
that tell you?
Well, they're going to, basically he's a de facto Democrat.
He is. Democratic Representative Ro Khanna.
Who?
His name is Ro Khanna, Khanna. Not sure where he's from. California. Has confirmed that he'll protect Speaker Mike Johnson's position.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play that.
Khanna, does Speaker Johnson deserve credit for how this played out?
He does. Look, we came into Congress together, and he always cared about civility. He actually led the civility
That's
pledge.
That's right. Yeah.
We had one issue, which was give individual votes. Don't lump things together. And I give him credit for doing this. I would actually vote to table any motion to vacate him. You know, Chairman McCaul quoted Churchill. One of the things Churchill said is that America always exhausted every wrong option until doing the right thing. Yeah. And this shows that American democracy still is very strong.
Okay, you just said something significant. You said you would oppose the motion to vacate. In other words, you will protect Speaker Johnson's job if Marjorie Taylor Greene and the others go through with their threat to try to remove him.
I would, through the end of the term. I expect Speaker Pelosi, Jeffers will be there in 2025. But look, and I'm a progressive Democrat, and I think you would have a few progressive Democrats doing that. And I disagree with Speaker Johnson on many issues, and I've been very critical of him. But he did the right thing here, and he deserves to keep his job till the end of this term.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's all I can say. So you got progressive Democrat, which is essentially a code word for socialist, wanting to stick up for Speaker Mike Johnson. Now, we thought a number of years ago that King Doug really did the most outstanding job fooling us when his first time he ran for governor. You know, we figured it out the second time. I think Mike Johnson really has cornered the market.
I think so.
And fooling people.
Yeah, he's, I just can't even think. I have to think King Doug in the same breath as Johnson and all those lackluster Republicans who went along with this spending his money. This whole thing is just stinks to high heaven.
Coming up in the next hour, Senator Jeff Magrum unable to be with us. He's at another hearing for the... Carbon Summit Pipeline debacle, but he has lined up a guest for us. His name is Curtis Junt.
Oh.
And Curtis Junt is he's a pipeline engineer, and he's made his living in the energy industry. So he's going to be on the show with us here in this next hour.
All right.
Looking forward to that. We have mostly sunny skies, winds picking up out of the west-northwest, 20 gusts to 30. Well, why not? 56 is our temp. Red flag warning. and one advisory, all just running side by side. Program powered by Bassett Motors in Carrington. Yes. On U.S. 281 in Carrington.
Hi, this is Courtney with Bassett Motors. Start your spring off right in a new Chevy. Take advantage of over $9,000 of combined rebates and discounts on a 2024 Custom Silverado or 2.9 financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. Let go of the wheel and enjoy hands-free driver's assistance with Super Cruise, available on High Country trim models with over 400,000 miles of compatible roads. Schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2900. 55 Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota.
Free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
Welcome back. It's the Mix 1470, KHND 99.5 FM and online at Simple Radio. Rick Jensen along with R. David Adams. And Senator Jeff Magrum, typically with us here on a Monday, but Jeff busy with the carbon pipeline issue that's going on. With us, though, Jeff lined it up. A friend of his, Kurt Junt, and he's a pipeline engineer. And Kurt, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, Rick. How are you both doing this morning? Good.
Doing well. Now, Senator Magrum said you'd be the great guy to talk to because you know exactly what's been going on with this carbon summit nonsense, and it what a debacle that is, isn't it?
It's been quite the debacle. I have other terminologies I use for it, but I can't on the air.
Yeah, I got you.
I believe that. But
so yes.
Go ahead.
The public hearing is going on this morning. It started an hour late because of accident on the I-94. You know, they've got that Memorial Bridge construction going on.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's supposed to start at 9, it started at 10. I've been listening the whole time. Right now the summit has their second witness up, Wade Beauchesnes, former BNI coal executive. He's working for Summit. So I've been following that this morning. I will be attending some of the hearing, you know, later in the day, and it's supposed to potentially go on all week.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You know, visiting with Jeff Magrum about this, it's just, it seems like the North Dakota Public Service Commission is kind of kowtowing to the Carbon Summit, and would that be your feeling as well? You hate to think that would be happening, but it just doesn't look good, at least with the PSC.
Well, yeah, so, you know, I know that, you know, they have to follow the law that's, you know, in the Century Code and things like that. But, you know, my wife and I attended three hearings in 2023 on March 14th for, I think it was over, 12 hours. And then 12 or 13 hours. And then on May 9th, I testified in Linton, North Dakota, on behalf of the then intervener group that was Chad Wachter, Chad Moldenauer, two land, big land developers here in Bismarck area, and John Warford, who were impacted by the routing of the initial routing of the pipeline east and north of Bismarck. And then on June 2nd, my wife testified on what was another, each one of these hearings was, they happened to be about 12 hours. And it was disturbing to kind of witness how one in particular was treating the public and the intervener witnesses versus kind of, it just seemed like there was, you know, a little bit more respect and leeway given to Summit and all their witnesses. And I have, you know, been visiting just recently with the PSC staff about that and asking them to, you know, make sure that, you know, the public witnesses that are coming forth here this week are treated with more respect and care. I mean, these are not professionals. These are not people. These are landowners that are now in the path of even the reroute that now moves further north, right at Baldwin. And I've had the opportunity to visit with a number of them, and it's gut wrenching. No different than all of the landowners that I've, for the 18 months I've been involved in this, that I, as somebody who's been part of siting natural gas pipelines and know what it's like to sit in the kitchens and the ranch houses of landowners and to hear the stories of 70-some-year-old multiple-generation landowners and the impact this has and the stress this has and the, you know, I mean, we're talking about on the reroute just here this week on Wednesday night at a meeting we had to just help these folks prepare to testify this week and educate them. I mean, they're new to the battle because of the reroute north. I mean, the one gal, she has show horses down in a valley. This pipeline runs a mile east and a mile north, right surrounds their, I believe it's 40 acres. There's other folks that this pipeline is, you know, 750 feet from a farm dwelling, you know, and that is extremely troubling to me, because if you look at what Navigator, are you familiar with Navigator? They canceled their project and all of those ethanol plants went into Summit now, took it from 31 or 2 up to 57 ethanol plants. Whoa, is that something you all are aware of?
No. Did not know that. Wow.
Okay, so the project, when Navigator, Heartland Greenway, and they were looking to go store their CO2 in Illinois, that project died. BlackRock was one of their big, and we all know BlackRock, they were their big funding source. They pulled out. All of those plants now go into Summit, and that CO2 is headed to North Dakota. So, Navigator provided a plume map, if you will, on an 8-inch line carrying CO2.
Mm-hmm.
And that 8-inch line showed a I want to call impact zone, if you will,
okay,
a hazard zone, 1,855 feet on each side of that 8-inch pipeline.
Mm,
wow. 1,855 feet. Now, the pipeline running east and north of Bismarck is 24 inches. Okay? Now, that doesn't mean that that's going to carry three times the volume. If you just look at the rate, the area of a 8-inch versus a 24-inch, mm-hmm, before you factor in friction losses, that pipe is nine times more volume. But when you factor in friction losses, the 24-inch pipeline running east and north of Bismarck is equivalent to 15.6 8-inch lines.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, so now just keep in mind what I just said. Mm-hmm. Heartland Greenway, Navigator Heartland Greenway, said 1,855 feet on each side of an 8-inch line.
Mm-hmm.
I've been reading Summit's filed expert witness testimony, and I've read it. I don't know what, if they filed the same expert witnesses testimony in North Dakota. They probably have by now, but some time ago I read what they filed in South Dakota, because I have testimony filed there as well. And keep in mind, all of the things I'm doing here,
mm-hmm,
I've done as a volunteer. I'm not doing this for any more reason than just to help people who are suffering, who had to start paying legal fees, and causing a lot of stress to some very elderly and even, you know, every age demographic you can imagine being impacted by this. So in South Dakota, Summit filed several witnesses. One of them, they all have PhDs.
Mm-hmm.
The one guy is a toxicologist expert. The other guy is a plume modeling guy.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, on behalf of landowners, there's an expert witness filed his plume modeling testimony. His name is Dr. John Abraham. And he will be testifying at some point here in North Dakota also. But the one that really struck me was the toxicology. Mm. And at the very last paragraph, he more or less said for a concentration of CO2 from 4 to 8%. So from 4 to 8%, that is the zone that Navigator showed 1,855 feet on each side.
Mm-hmm.
At 4% CO2 by volume, you start to become a little bit disoriented. You get a headache. You might get nauseous. As that moves up to 8%, at 8%, you have minutes to be rescued.
Okay.
And when you move from 8% to 10%, 10% death is imminent. Now, we breathe 0.03 to 0.05% CO2 by volume.
Okay.
So this is a huge concern when you have a pipeline that's a mile away from you or even 2 miles away. When a wind blows 50 miles, today, Bismarck, we have a high wind warnings and, yes, and fire danger index going.
That's right.
Gusts up to 50 miles an hour. So you can do the math. 50 miles an hour in a half hour, that's 25 miles. In 15 minutes, that's 12.5 miles. In 7.5 minutes, that's 6.25 miles. You just do the math.
Mm-hmm.
How fast this CO2 is going to move, and it's 1.53 times heavier than air, so it's going to move toward the ground,
mm-hmm,
and it's going to follow low-lying areas like water vapor fog.
Yikes.
So I'm not scaring people. I'm, you know, this is fact.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no doubt. You know, we've heard stories, too, in parts of the country where they've had leaks. It renders vehicles useless as well.
That is correct. That is correct. You, so just understand that, you know, at 8% to 10%, your death is imminent.
Mm-hmm.
And, 8%, you have minutes to be rescued, but your vehicle is, you drive into an internal combustion engine will not run. Now, a diesel engine, because of the turbo, might have a chance of making it a little bit longer in, mm-hmm, a little bit higher concentration.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, I was, December 1st, I was asked to meet with the Bismarck fire chief, and all of, I think I met with 12 or 15 of them, and they had met a week earlier with the Summit had met with the fire people, Burley County Sheriff, Bismarck Police, law enforcement, Burley County commissioners. They were told at that meeting, the end of November, right after Thanksgiving, that their diesel rescue trucks will run in up to 15% CO2 by volume. Now, that's almost twice what you and I will survive in.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been asking around to folks like Butler and other places. The response I get from everybody, these are diesel mechanics, is, oh, nobody's ever asked that question, and they don't know where to find the answer. So, yes, electric vehicles, your vehicles won't run. You're going to need to shelter in place. You know, hope you don't drive into it with your car, because all that, you know, you have to shut your outside air and roll your windows up. I mean, there's a lot of training that's going to need to be done with the public, too, on what to do. So last two weeks ago, there was a leak in Sulphur, Louisiana. So there's a brand new recent one that's out there. And it was a clown show circus of,
boy,
unpreparedness of the public. People didn't, how long it took for the alert to go out on their phone, shelter in place. A lot of the people didn't even know what that, you know, well, what should I do? I mean, you need to close your air handlers down in commercial buildings, shut your windows, you know. So there, fortunately, nobody was injured there, but this is not something that, you know, I don't want to live close to it. And, you know, Summit says it's unlikely that there's ever going to be an event. And I'm sorry, I've been part of building a lot of pipelines, gathering systems, and there have been ruptures and leaks for many and various reasons, landslides, being hit by construction equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So to say that it's unlikely on a 2,200 plus, probably up to 2,300 or 2,400 miles now, gathering and main trunk line and feeder lines on this pipeline, that there's not going to be an incident is, I think that's being disingenuous and somewhat deceiving people. What we need to know is, what all are you going to provide, and how's the emergency response going to be for somebody that lives 9 miles north of Bismarck,
mm-hmm.
when our rural fire people in Burley County all of our fire people are 9 miles away, and they can't get there because their vehicles are going to stall.
Wow.
This
almost sounds like, I know it's apples and oranges, but back in Minot when they had that train derailment with anhydrous in the wintertime, it sounds like kind of that same scenario where everything had to be sealed off. And I don't know if you recall that, but yeah, it almost sounds like that.
I do recall that. And by the way, there was one in Grand Forks last week, an anhydrous ammonia leak. So you can read about that in the Fargo Forum, had a little clip on it again this morning. But there was a shelter in place that went on there.
Didn't hear that one. Wow.
Yep. So anhydrous ammonia is that is not as heavy as CO2,
mm-hmm.
but it's still something that's not going to dissipate like natural gas. Natural gas, methane is half the weight of air. And yes, it can ignite. But, we've been building natural gas transmission lines for 130 years in this country.
Mm-hmm.
We have over 3 million miles of natural gas transmission and distribution lines. And most of those, the flow of that gas that runs near populated areas, we put an odorant in it called a mercaptant. And that's what gives that rotten egg smell.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the CO2 that's coming up here to North Dakota will have no odorant, will be invisible.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Wonderful, wonderful.
The height of idiocy with this, putting plant food into the ground. I mean, first and foremost, that is stupidity.
Yeah, and so let me tell you, I mean, this all was put in place to simply try to help the coal industry, I think, first and foremost, survive in the wake of the likes of Al Gore,
mm-hmm.
Former President Obama, John Kerry, who have used CO2 as the when I first read that in the early 90s, I was still working for the corporation that served natural gas to most of North Dakota and four state area,
mm-hmm.
in the pipeline side, and I read that CO2 now was going to be the culprit. What it was their way to not only go after coal, but to go after natural gas and all fossil fuels.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. So then those on the side that we're on, trying to save fossil fuel industry, came up with this, well, we'll just sequester and store it. But now you look at that, this is going to be done. The coal industry in North Dakota, by the way, does not need a pipeline. They've aligned themselves with it. They don't need the pipeline. The ag industry in North Dakota, we've got one ethanol plant going into this pipeline, and it's the ethanol plant that gets 45Z credit.
Mm.
The corn growers don't get once that CO2 is captured, there's an immediate 45Z credit. The pipeline stomach gets a 45Q credit of $85 a ton for everything they stick into the ground. And if it does go to EOR, to the oil industry, down the road, they get $50 a ton.
Wow.
And then, so the ethanol plants get 55 cents, possibly up to a dollar a gallon. Now, I don't know whether they're going to share that with the corn growers, but this whole Friends of Ag and Energy saying that, if we don't do this, we're going to kill the coal industry, we're going to kill ag, we're going to kill the oil industry. And I can certainly talk about the potential EOR side of it, because that's the world I come from for 42 years.
We have a hard break coming up. Can you hang on?
Yeah.
I sure will.
All right, thanks.
All right, visiting with Kirk Chunt, and we're talking about the Carbon Summit Solutions Pipeline. We'll be back in just a moment. Program powered by Bassett Motors in Carrington, south of the overpass. on US 281. Right now, Fox Business News and the Fox Business Network. Good morning.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Albertsons is reporting a better-than-expected start to the year, though it is expressing caution about a difficult industry backdrop. Also, Kroger and Albertsons have agreed to sell more than 160 additional stores, hoping to satisfy regulators and close their merger. The Federal Trade Commission has sued to block the combination, saying it would lead to higher food prices and would hurt workers' bargaining power. Clothing company Express has filed for bankruptcy protection in the U.S. and will close more than 100 stores. It operates about 530 stores as Express and other brand names. Express says it does have a buyout proposal for its business. And pet insurance plan Healthy Paws is being sold to insurance giant Chubb. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jean Coselda, invested in you.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
11:39, quick peek at that weather. Guest this time around, presented to you by Dakota Plains Chiropractic, Dr. Rob Gottenberg, D.C. Dr. Rob says, do you have a thing called the ouch factor? Ouch, your back hurts, your neck, your shoulder, your back, your wrist. Whatever hurts, let Dr. Rob at Dakota Plains Chiropractic help you with either manual or activator methods. Or maybe you would just prefer acupuncture. You, too, can experience how it feels to be pain-free. Call 324-2262 and make your appointment today. Office is right here in beautiful downtown Harvey. Meteorologist Stone Schaefer, he's at the KX Storm Team in Bismarck, talking about a very windy day. Right, Stone?
From the Storm Team at KX News, I'm meteorologist Stone Schaefer. Today, a chance of rain, isolated showers, mostly cloudy skies, gradually clearing with highs in the lower 60s, a west wind 10 to 20, increasing through the afternoon, wind gusts up to 40. Tonight, scattered showers, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s, a west wind 20 to 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, mid-50s, a north wind 10 to 20, wind gusts up to 30. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s, a south wind 5 to 50. On Thursday, a chance of rain, partly sunny, highs in the lower 70s, a south wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. On Friday, chance of rain, mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 60s, a southwest wind 10 to 20, wind gust up to 25. On Saturday, chance of rain, partly sunny, highs in the mid 50s, a north wind around 15, wind gust up to 25. And on Sunday, chance of rain, mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 50s. Keep it right here for your latest forecast. The Mix, 1470, KHND, and 99.5 FM.
Partly cloudy out there currently. That temp at 58 right now, 45 the low, 58 now. West to northwest winds at 20, gusting to 30, 35% humidity, dew point at 30. Red flag warning for the southern two-thirds of the state. We're in it. Also, wind advisory in effect throughout the day. That's the latest here at 1141.
Weather when you need it. We are The Mix, 1470, KHND, Harvey.
Fox News on the way, presented to you by Roberta Storr with State Farm Insurance and Warehouse Grocery on Harvey's West Edge. It's the big savings event all this week at Harvey Warehouse Grocery. 85% lean ground beef in the family pack, $4.19 a pound. Grapefruit Caracara or navel oranges in a 3 to 4 pound bag, only $3.99. Bone-in pork shoulder steak from Chairman's Reserve Premium, $2.49 a pound. Bellatoria Ultra Thin Crust Pizzas, 2 for $10. Hormel Black Label Sliced Bacon in the 1 pound package, only $4.99 this week. Chairman's Reserve Premium Boneless Pork Tenderloins, $2.99 a pound. Our Family Ketchup, $2.49 a jar this week. And the produce section, fresh bi-color sweet corn, $3 for $2. These and many other specials when you shop at Warehouse Grocery on Harvey's West Edge.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow.
Great. Now we have a cow in our kitchen. Why did you say that?
Because I don't know what coverage to choose.
So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, the cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Contact Roberta Storr with State Farm Insurance and Harvey at 324-4318.
News. I'm Chris Foster. During opening statements at former President Trump's first criminal trial, the prosecution says he orchestrated a scheme to corrupt the 2016 election by concealing hush money payments. The defense says he's innocent.
Earlier today, the judge in the case ruled that if the former president takes the stand, prosecutors can ask about his civil fraud trial, as well as gag order violations, and that he defamed writer E. Jean Carroll.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New York. The first witness is former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. Vice President Harris is in Wisconsin announcing new standards for nursing home staff ratios.
New federal rules include a minimum number of hours for staff members to spend with those living in nursing homes and for a registered nurse to be available at all times. The move is likely to get pushback from an industry already struggling with staffing shortages.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. Stocks are higher midday on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
News and information when you need it. We are the Mix 1470 KHND. Harvey.
And we're back 1144, visiting with Kurt Junt, pipeline engineer, and highly recommended by our good friend Senator Jeff Magrum, and giving us information I have not heard before. What an eye-opener this is. Wow.
Yes. Yeah, it's been quite a... It's been quite an interesting 18 months since I got involved, and I was alerted to this in just a conversation on something else with the chair of the Burleigh County Commission I've known for years. That's Brian Bittner, who's been heavily involved in this on behalf of Burleigh County, and his family has pore space up in, I believe it's Oliver County, that is tied more with Dakota Gas Company wanting to do more sequestration. Their pore space isn't in the Summit. I don't know that it's in the Summit pore space area, but Chair Commissioner Brian Bittner has been heavily involved in this with our group. In fact, he's at the hearing right now in Mandan. You can see him on the camera because he's sitting right behind the witnesses. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this has been... It's been unlike anything I've ever experienced in the energy industry, and the narrative, there's so many narratives and they keep changing. So, early on, the narrative was, well, we're going to bring it up here. We're going to sequester it and, you know, we're going to help the environment. Well, anybody that believes that the CO2 that we emit down here on Earth has any impact on the environment except for good. It has a good impact. Mm-hmm. It is life-giving, feeds our crops, our grasslands for grazing. They pump CO2 into a greenhouse, for heaven's sakes, to promote growth.
Right.
You know, again, like I said, 0.03 to 0.05% we breathe in the air. We don't have an excess of CO2 that we breathe, or we'd all have problems. But they pump in like 4, 5, 6% by volume into a greenhouse to accelerate plant growth. And when you if you deprive plants of CO2, for photosynthesis you need water, you need sunlight, and you need CO2. And if you deprive those plants of an adequate amount of CO2, they will not expel the oxygen, which actually ends up being a poison to a plant. And, you know, that's where we get our oxygen. I mean, where do people think the oxygen, the 21% by volume in our air, where do people think that comes from? Well, 51% of it comes from the CO2 that drifts across the oceans and mixes and feeds the aquatic plant life that emits CO2 when those waves and everything are crashing onto shore. The rest of it comes from photosynthesis on land of all our trees and plants and so forth.
Right.
Oxygen just doesn't, you know, magically appear from outer space that we breathe. So CO2 is good. It's good for the environment. And now that more people are starting to become aware of that, what has happened And the coal industry now has figured out, well, we'll just sequester our CO2, and, you know, that should make all of the progressive green people happy. Well, they're not happy because now the fossil fuel industry has figured out, we'll just sequester CO2 and leave us alone. Oh, no. 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, the current administration's EPA came out what's called the MATS, M-A-T-S, rule, a new rule called mercury and toxic, mercury air and toxic standards, something like that it stands for. And it sets forth for coal plants mercury limits, which our coal plants have done an amazing job of reducing particulates and mercury. But it sets limits for the emissions of mercury and particulates out of a coal plant to a level so small, we don't have the equipment that can measure that minute of a level.
You know, if we take a look at what's happening with this whole situation right now, where do you see us at in stopping this pipeline, or is this just going to be railroaded over us and we're going to get it anyway?
Well, that's a really good question, because initially our hope was, when I got involved in this early on, I said, you know, this is, when you have Harold Hamm putting 250 plus million in this, I said that this, I come from that industry. I said, this ultimately is something that the oil industry wants for the eventual EOR, enhanced oil recovery in the Bakken Three Forks shale, oil shales. So 18 months ago, you know, meeting with a large group of people, I said, this is what I think is ultimately the end game of all of this, because if 45Q expires in 12 years and you're going to have a now 8.5, what I think is going to be over $10 billion pipeline, you don't, they're not just going to leave it sit there. So, so the stopping it, the oil industry got involved heavy duty in this less than a year ago, because Summit was falling flat on their face, and the people of North Dakota were like testifying at the March 14th PSC hearing. This is just a dumping ground. You know, we don't want to be a waste, you know, a dumping ground for ethanol CO2 from four, five other states. Well, then the oil industry got involved, and then they formed this Friends of Ag and Energy, but now you've got the Petroleum Council and the oil. I mean, strange bedfellows have happened here. I mean, I'm now from the oil industry, and I'm blackballed, but I've not been in that. I retired out of that, you know, in 2016. But I mean, I'm essentially blackballed, and I mean, even the people I'm aligned with and trying to, you know, make sure that our health and safety and economic well-being are not impacted by this. I mean, I'm going against people I attended at conferences and were my colleagues. And it's just how we're going to stop it. I wanted it moved further east and north of Bismarck, but everything that's happened and all of the lack of transparency, I think a lot of us, our motives are a little bit more than just having it moved, because this has been something that, I mean, they even, Summit is going to sell this, their LLC. I mean, their offering memorandum said 5 years. I think they'll sell it, and who knows, will be owning it.
You know, oh, boy. It just never gets worse. It just keeps getting worse.
Yeah, there's foreign interest, we know already. They've only disclosed, out of 460 owners, investors, they've only disclosed, like, less than 10. And one of them is Saudi Arabia. Another one is a company that has Chinese investment in it. SK Holdings at South Korea. You know, it's there's such a lack of transparency. And, I mean, the emergency response and training is something that is a huge concern. You know, the state of North Dakota, in their infinite wisdom, the legislature, I think in 2021 session, agreed to, for a CO2 pipeline to subsidize their county taxes. There are 10 counties impacted here. So the state of North Dakota will pay Summit's property taxes levied by the 10 counties. This is going to be between $50 and $60 million for 10 years.
Oh, my Lord. Wow.
$5 to $6 million a year for 10 years. So the citizens of North Dakota are going to be paying $50 to $60 million of Summit's property taxes. The pipeline is going to put about 20 million tons a year into the ground. So they're going to get, in 12 years, they're going to get 18 to 19 plus billion dollars of federal dollars. I mean, it's just, there's, you know, but now the oil industry has come in to try to show North Dakotans across the whole state how this is going to benefit them. But I attended a legislative council on energy development and transmission last week. And I did speak at that at about 3 o'clock. But Lynn Helms gave a presentation in the morning right after the governor. I mean, the oil industry does not know the secret sauce yet on how much CO2 they're going to need. There's four test projects going on. Two of them aren't even, don't even involve CO2. Four test projects. They don't, they're saying 10, maybe 12 years, they're going to need this for EOR after primary production when they move into the tertiary enhanced oil recovery. And, but they don't know when, they don't know how much, they don't know how the CO2 is going to work. They don't know the secret sauce yet. They're working on that.
Yeah, boy.
So that's not a given how much we're going to need. But if the coal plants can fight off the EPA and just sequester their CO2, at some point all that CO2 can go out to the oil industry and they could possibly even increase their coal production. Not to mention we have billions of dollars of natural gas-fired generation being built out in western North Dakota because we have such a power grid problem since that data crypto mining center came on in Williston. We have a major crisis going on in our power grid right now.
Oh, boy.
And now we're hooking up all this new green stuff, and there's billions of dollars of natural gas-fired generation that Basin Electric's planning to build. There's going to be CO2 coming off of those. So, I mean, in 10, 12 years, we may be able to produce a substantial amount of the CO2.
On that note, we got to do this another day. We're fresh out of time. Kurt Junt.
Boy, that was a lot, though.
Let's do it again soon because there's a lot more information
you to bet,
be revealed.
Guys.
Hey, yes. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You bet, guys. Yep, you guys have a great one.
You too, man.
Wow. Late morning markets are next.
This is the Egg Central Radio Network. I'm Ben Eric.